This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time for a note or two on the day, as it were. Wednesday, W-E-D-N-E-S-D-A-Y, not Wednesday. Wednesday, I always love it when people say, it's Wednesday. Oh, no, it's Wednesday. And this is the report to the nation from the DJVers. They're all set up in there. Everybody's, you know what, they're just woken up and they're getting up in their beds and, oh, wait a minute, we got to listen to this, Fred. All right, so Fred's going to listen to Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen get into it, as it were. This is, by the way, even though it sounds fabulous, you're not having a dream. You're not dreaming right now. Being awake and alive and paying attention will have its benefits, I promise you. Especially later on we start talking about that Works giveaway for this Friday. But right now, Jennifer, the folks at Pfizer have given some dates, told the Trumpsters that it cannot provide more than the 100 million, what is it, 100 million doses, right? Somebody said we needed 200. Well, but where's Moderna and where are the other people that are providing vaccines in all of this? You want to give us the equation?
Yeah, I mean, they're still coming, absolutely. But there was, yeah. I think probably the big news is that yesterday there was a Operation Warp Speed press event at the White House, not just press, but for everybody to kind of figure out what was going on. And they talked about how the vaccine would work and the protocols and what it would look like once somebody gets ready to do this. And by the way, people are going to get ready to do this starting like Saturday and into next week, depending on your state. So it's coming up. And they were talking about, excuse me.
There you go.
Excuse me about that. How about that? Yeah. A lot of wind in my area, but there are a lot of it's
coming
truly,
out of you.
No, there's. I've just been. My allergies the last couple of days have been rough because we've had the Santa Ana winds. But
Navage.
I know. I used it for the first time. Loved it.
All right.
So the protocols in place are what was really discussed, and so we learned that now people would book through their pharmacy, would go in and book their appointment. This would be done by appointment, and when you showed up, you get your first dose. At that time, they set up an appointment for you to return so that you can get your second dose. They talked about how they're going to use text messaging, which they believe to be effective to get people to come back and make sure that they're hitting their appointment markers on time. They talked about what would happen if someone missed their second dose and how they would do their best to try to get a hold of them because they really believe that that second dose is absolutely necessary.
Well, you're not really immune until you have the second dose, right?
Yeah, and then even some time after that. So that was that. Yeah, so to listen to some of the protocols and to hear how this was going to be rolled out. Now, each state is going to do it a little differently, but this is how some of the pharmaceutical companies were recommending that this goes. These are some of the protocols in place at a national level. So that was interesting to listen to yesterday. It went on for about, I don't know, at least a couple hours, I think, where they were talking about the ins and outs of the vaccine once it's ready to go.
Well, didn't they talk also about the fact that at least they're saying it won't reduce the spread until sometime in the spring.
Yeah.
The people who say, well, it depends
that
on how quickly they get everybody. Well, but you know, what it is,
I mean,
is more
expected,
negativity.
But it's realistic. That's just
how
what
do you
the
know
science
that?
Is. But it is a bummer because
you know,
I think a lot
people
of people
keep
are
saying science. I heard yesterday with Biden's people, we're going to do all the science-based stuff. You know, science is certainly not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. Is it desirable to have science in the mix? Absolutely. But there's common sense involved in this, and people who keep hanging their hat, whether it be the local boards of health, that's what they say at the CDC. Well, you know what? The CDC hasn't been right all along. None of them have been right. Time for you to put on your big boy pants and think this stuff through on your own and decide for yourself, not have somebody else push you around or push your thinking around. Are we influenced by science? Yep. And is
well, no,
good?
What I'm saying is a bummer is that I think that, first of all, we all agree that everyone is anxious to sort of have some semblance of normalcy. But the bummer part of it is that they're, and this is coming from, you know, the task force. This is not coming from the CDC. But the bummer part of it is that we have to hang in there for, you know, several more months weeks before enough people will have the vaccine and have two doses where the most vulnerable will be inoculated. And that's where, for me, my life isn't going to change. We're still going to do everything that we're doing now. We're staying away from, you know, vulnerable people, staying away from crowds, whatever. But I'm just saying most people, a lot of other people, it worries me that, you know, the vaccine, the news of the vaccine is out there and people are starting to slack. We're already exhausted from this. Pandemic fatigue is real. And that's what I'm saying is the bummer, because I think a lot of I think the mentality was, okay, the vaccine's coming, the light's at the end of the tunnel, and as soon as January, as soon as we turn to a new year, things will be better. And that's not the case. That's not going to happen until late spring. So that was the bummer part. But I appreciate that the task force was very forthcoming, and I appreciate that, you know, to me, this was the strongest messaging that they've had since it began. So I was, you know, it is a bummer, but I was happy that they were, I felt like I got a lot of information out of it. So it was
all right,
good.
So on the Senate side, the old fossil said, well, there's a proposal apparently to drop a couple of parts of the COVID bill. Is this going to make it work? Is it going to get through? What are the things that have been suggested to be axed? Is there something in there?
The liability issue, which was the Democratic issue and the state and local support. I think those are the things he said, let's just table that for right now and then get some money going. So I hope it works. I think
just for the heck of it, can we explain what the liability and the set-aside for state and local governments is? What is that component of this that makes it so difficult for the Republicans to want to get it? I mean, somebody's going to have to assume liability if this stuff doesn't work. So who's going to do that?
The liability part of it, the sticking point for the Democrats was they want, if companies force employees to go back to work and then there's an outbreak, they want the companies to be liable for that. The Republicans want them to be essentially immune or protected from that. So that's been a big sticking point there. So I think that's what he meant. He said, let's just table that. The state and local aid, Jen probably knows more detail on this. I'm assuming they haven't figured out how much they want to send to various states and have local support. I'm not sure. Maybe they just haven't ironed those
details
out.
How
much money goes? No. This is money. This is all money. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it just went beyond. What they were looking at was a bailout for a lot of these blue states that were in trouble. So not just not having anything to do with COVID, but bailout money. So all the states are already going to receive money from this bill to deal with the problems within. But instead, some of the blue states like California and New York were looking for it to kind of fix some of their pre-existing problems. So that's been one of the sticking points for Republicans. But I thought it was interesting. I know we talked about yesterday Nancy Pelosi coming out and saying, oh, well, now there's a new president and now I can actually, you know, sign this deal. So Bernie Sanders yesterday came out and said that Democrats absolutely delayed COVID-19 relief. It's like he did an interview with Jake Tapper, and he actually called Nancy Pelosi out, calling out her hypocrisy, basically, for endorsing this little bill, right? And by comparison, $908 million last week endorsing rejecting a proposal that was twice as large that had President Trump's endorsement in October. He said Democrats walked away from that deal because they wanted $2.2 trillion. So
We knew that, though. That number's been tossed around for a long time.
I get it, but the point is that she walked away from it because it was something that Trump would sign. She didn't want to give him a win running up to the election, and that it just shows that there are people suffering. And this is why people are having coronavirus fatigue, is that they're tired of being told to do stuff, and then they're not getting the support from their politicians.
It's petty. It's just pettiness. The story yesterday we started about Rebecca Jones, remember, the former data scientist at the Florida Department of Health, who was fired after a dispute with officials after reporting some of the data on COVID. She was on TV after her home was raided by the state police because the governor there, Mr. DeSantis, didn't like her attitude, basically.
She's the one who actually posted, like, the real numbers, right, and Florida was trying to hide them.
She accused DeSantis and the other people that run the state of manipulating data to make it appear as though Florida wasn't.
Did you guys happen to hear what really triggered that raid? Or at least this is what the story goes. And there's a possibility that this could be something even deeper. So, yeah, DeSantis didn't, I'm sure DeSantis didn't like her. I'm sure there was no love lost between the two of them. And I watched the video of the raid that she posted. I mean, she wasn't a peach, and neither were the state police. I mean, it was a weird thing.
She looks like she's in high school to me.
But, yeah, she looks young. Well, she's got young kids. Mm-hmm. But what, apparently they actually went in because everybody's like, oh, well, DeSantis was just trying to shut her up. But no, there was actually, her terminal was accessed, I guess, way after she left the government, after she was forced out. And so that to me is questionable, especially when we're hearing all this.
She accessed it?
Well, that's what I think they thought, is that her terminal was accessed, so they thought she was trying to sneak back in or hack back into the system. But what if it wasn't her? How are we not questioning that? How are we not looking at, what if it wasn't, what if she's right? What if it wasn't her? What if it is somebody else who was that? Yeah, so, I mean, they went in under the assumption that it was her. Well, now she's saying it's not. Well, what if it's not? What if she's right? Who the heck is trying to hack into those numbers? Would be what's concerning.
And what would
me.
Be the purpose of doing it? To make the governor look better? To look to Santa?
No, but what if they're both right? What if this is someone from the outside who's trying to hack in?
You mean somebody from North Korea or Russia or China?
Well, I'm saying they saw someone hacking in from what they believed was her terminal. They thought it was her, so they went and raided her place. Mm-hmm. Now, she says, it wasn't me. I didn't do any hacking. He's trying to shut me down. Well, what if she didn't do the hacking? What if someone actually hacked? And why aren't we talking about that? What if everybody's telling the truth here?
We were talking yesterday about the hackers that are getting into the vaccine portals. They're hackers all over, mostly. I think they figured they're Chinese.
Story. I mean, if you have been paying attention, there's a piece in the Wall Street Journal about China, like, actually on video, and this is incredible, talking about how they were getting involved in this election.
Yeah.
They're on video.
They're our enemies. There's no question about that.
They're involved in the election. Right. They've got an intern placed in Eric Swalwell's office, in Congress. There's a lot of stuff going on right now, and that's why I would say maybe everybody's telling the truth, and we need to actually investigate a little further.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's not bad. Speaking of investigating further, let's investigate what's going on in your nose there, Jennifer, and talk about the experience that you had with Navaj. We all have it. It depends on the time of year sometimes. When I say we, the three of us, Jennifer, Victoria, and Doug, have all had to deal with the allergens of the season. In the springtime especially, it's tough for everybody on the farm. For me, it's pretty much from when things start growing until about now when the snow stops everything. So I'm feeling a little bit better, actually. But Navaj helped to cleanse out my nasal cavity and yours as well. What did you do that made it easy for you to use the equipment? You decided,
honest. Like, at first, I had it, and I was kind of putting off. I'm like, okay, this is going to be difficult. But it's so easy. It was so fast. And I felt better instantly. We've been having these Santa Ana wind conditions in California, and my allergies are terrible under normal circumstances. But this just, like, infuriates my nose and my cough and all of that stuff. So I used it once. I can't wait to use it again. It was like just all of a sudden you felt like this plunk, like this release of pressure. It was, yeah.
Do you talk to your nose? Do you talk
to
your nose?
No, but that's the kind of note, that's the kind of sound that I got. So, bunk, bunk.
Well, that's cleaning whatever the crud is that's in there.
And sinuses, yeah.
Cleaned out.
I had a headache yesterday. It really helped out.
You know, I've had a headache, too. I went to the chiropractor yesterday, and the part of it, he said to me, was that I'm wearing a new device that's supposed to keep you from grinding your teeth.
I happen to those, too.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so anyway, cold and flu season is here, not to mention the problems with you-know-what. So protect yourself and the things that you are needing to cleanse before it gets into your body. Keep your nose clean, boys and girls. Go to Navaj.com and experience what Jennifer has, what Victoria has, what Doug has. Navaj Nasal Cleansing System, NAVAGE, Navaj.com.
The These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As we look at the calendar, Wednesday, December 9th, think back 40 years ago, last night, the world lost John Lennon. And so, as you think about him and how famous he was, one of New York's most famous residents as well, lived on the Upper West Side, he was murdered, and man, didn't that get everybody talking, right? So the ancillary side of this, there's a Syracuse surgeon who tried to save John Lennon's life after the shooting outside the Dakota. His name is Dr. David Halloran. He was at the Roosevelt Hotel in New York. Roosevelt Hotel is in Los Angeles. Roosevelt Hospital is in New York. He lives in Syracuse now and works as a doctor up there. He remembers what happened. Can you imagine knowing, or does it make a difference? You got to wonder. Sometimes what
you'd
is...
never forget it, right?
Yeah, no, you wouldn't. But what does the idea that you're working on somebody who's famous do to you and your practice? Does it make you think differently about how to treat this person?
In life or death, I can't imagine that that's easy. I think everybody in life or death, or at least they should, get treated in the same way, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. Right, but they don't. Some of the,
you know what
hospitals.
I was stunned about?
Right.
I forgot about this. I don't mean to laugh, but I was surprised that Geraldo Rivera was friends with John Lennon. Did you know that? Lived in the same apartment,
yeah.
And apparently John would do, like, fundraisers. He was set to do another fundraiser when he passed, and
yesterday I was listening to Geraldo Rivera kind of trivia, really offer a memorial to John Lennon. I had no idea what an unlikely duo that is.
Geraldo lived in the Dakota?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And they were buddies.
Well, the friend part, but I'm shocked that he lived in the Dakota.
Why?
Because it's such an exclusive building. It still is today.
Well, at the time, you don't remember what Geraldo was doing. Geraldo was a big, big, big deal then.
Yeah, he still thinks he's a big deal, but
he is, yeah. I think he does a talk show in Cleveland now, if I'm not mistaken. Lives in Cleveland.
Yeah, he does a morning show now, but he also, and he still does his little, like, call-in stuff on Fox News, and you know, he does his guest host.
He does a podcast, yeah.
But but he's not the investigative journalist that he was.
No,
I mean,
but he was all over
he
the
was
place.
Known for.
Yeah, at that time he was everywhere. Yeah, right. Anyway, so Halloran reacting, somebody said it was John Lennon, and he said, no, it's not John Lennon. It can't be John Lennon. Over the years, others have taken credit for being the doctor that saved or tried to save Lennon. Halloran remained quiet until he eventually broke his silence a couple of decades after the passing. He said, quote, there are some memories that stay with you forever, and these are pretty crisp memories, I imagine. One of the nurses who was on duty that night said when Dr. Halloran had pronounced him dead, the ER got very quiet. We had to play music in the emergency room always, and it was playing Imagine. Can you imagine that? At that time?
Creepy.
Wow.
So eerie.
My God. Yeah. All right, so that's a little anecdotal remembrance of what happened.
Do you remember where you were when you heard the news? Because a lot of sports fans were talking about Howard Cosell
having
to break that news, and that was such a moment in sports history.
I wasn't watching any sports, but I remember the next day hearing the Cosell quote. He said, quote, an unspeakable tragedy confirmed to us by ABC News. John Lennon, outside his apartment building, the most famous perhaps of all the Beatles, shot twice in the back, rushed to Roosevelt Hospital, dead on arrival. Hard to go back to the game after that news flash, which in duty bound we have to take. The game had 3 seconds left in regulation play. Patriots and Dolphins were tied. The Dolphins tied at 13. The kicker for New England trotted out onto the field to try to. Everybody knew what Cosell had said, both on and off the field.
The players didn't. Yeah. I don't think the players did.
I thought
the
players did. Well, the fans certainly knew about it.
Well, if you're watching at home, yeah.
Well, but a lot of people listen. When they go to even then. Cosell was so popular that they would take his if the game was on the radio or some at that point in time. You could hear audio on the radio on some channels from television. I guess you still can in some circumstances. So people, the hush started quickly because the rumor started as quickly. Somebody said Howard Cosell just said that Paul McCartney was dead. And so, you know,
Lennon, yeah.
Yeah, John Lennon.
McCartney was rumored to be dead, and he's still alive.
Yeah, right. Anyway, the story of great remembrance, the passing of John Lennon. It's 29 past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automated tech story. I'm Nick Miles. At SEMA 360, Chevrolet will showcase a 1977 K5 Blazer converted to all-electric propulsion. The K5 Blazer E is a functional proof of concept of the upcoming electric connected and cruise package. Chevrolet Performance plans to sell in the second half of 2021. During the virtual event, Chevrolet Performance will survey SEMA members interested in building their own electric projects to help finalize Chevrolet's initial e-crate offering. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed a lawsuit with the U.S. Supreme Court alleging four battleground states in the 2020 election were severely compromised because the Electors Clause was violated, along with due process and equal protection.
Our request is we want to be heard. The only place we can go is the U.S. Supreme Court, and so we're pleading with the U.S. Supreme Court. Please hear our case. Give us a chance at least to argue what we think is right. We want to argue the Constitution.
The 62 Electoral College votes in question would be enough to change the outcome of the election. Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin have until Thursday, 3 p.m., to reply to the Bill of Complaints at the U.S. Supreme Court. The Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs says an F-16 jet crashed at 8 p.m. Tuesday night in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. No word on the cause or the pilot's condition. USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
A rare NFL game on Tuesday night saw the Baltimore Ravens hand the Dallas Cowboys their ninth loss of the season, 34-17. Just before the game, former Dallas wide receiver, now with Baltimore, Dez Bryant, tested positive for the China virus. Head coach John Harbaugh says the positive test left the team a man short.
It's a big challenge. You know, I mean, the timing of this thing is just a crazy kind of a deal, but we'd already turned in our inactives, and then we were informed. Eric came down and told me that Dez had an inconclusive test, and they were retesting one of the quick tests they have, the MESA test, and we had to wait on that. And in the meantime, the league told us we would not be allowed to bring a different player up if he tested positive, but if he tested positive, that he wasn't going to be allowed to play. My understanding that they did all the contact tracing, all the procedures were followed as far as any other player is concerned, but then they came back out while we were on the field in pregame warmups and said that he had tested positive, and so he would not be allowed to play. And that's where we were at. So we played with a man short on that one.
Sunday, the Cowboys are at the Bengals. The Ravens will be in Cleveland for Monday Night Football. If you're looking for that new video card to step up your computer gaming experience, let's hope AMD's Radeon RX 6900 XT graphics card wasn't on your short list. It sold out within minutes of going online at 6 a.m. Pacific Tuesday. The $999 graphics card was tough to purchase during Tuesday's day one sales. Fans of AMD complained there were not enough of the cards built to meet the demands. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
At the hour here on the DJV program. The winners are here. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keeling. Yes, I do consider myself a winner. I consider Jennifer a winner, Victoria a winner, and you as well. And you know who else has won today, ladies?
Who?
Who?
Sorry, I had to take a little drink of water. Sorry.
Mirror,
look,
mirror.
It's better than a mimosa. Is it, though? No, it's not at all. I would love to have a virtual mimosa toast with you right now.
Yes. There you go. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? The mirror says Mirren is the fairest of them all. At, 75 years old, She has been named Esquire Magazine's Sexiest Woman Alive. What are her secrets for a lasting success, she's been asked. A lot of red lipstick. She's in a L'Oreal ad now. Have you seen it?
Mm-hmm. She looks great.
Yeah.
She's in a bunch of them. Yeah, she's one of the new spokespersons.
Yep. The anti-aging side of things. So at 75, how does she look?
I think she's gorgeous, is what I think.
She's always taking good care of herself. I saw a picture of her in a swimming suit last year. I thought for her age, you're very you're sexy, frankly.
Typically, men get better looking with age, and women start to go to Hagtown because they try to stop the aging process.
Really?
But she's amazing.
Yeah. Well, she's played a lot of roles in her life. She says playing the Queen, and Queen Elizabeth II in The Queen, was something that she really liked. Playing her was a thrill, she said. Her strength really is an inspiration. So, Helen Mirren, what's her family? Yeah, does she have a family, have children, husband? What's her story? Anybody know?
She's got a husband.
Husband.
Yeah. I don't know if she ever had kids, which might be why she looks so good.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, maybe.
One of the things, if you see the movie, there's a movie that seems to be played every night someplace. Bruce Willis, Morgan Freeman, Helen Mirren.
I love that movie. It's called
Brian,
Red, isn't it?
It's called Red. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
I've always wanted to see that.
It's a great movie. I don't want to spoil it, so I always make a note to watch it, and I never have.
You should watch
it. I mean, it's not like Oscar status, but it's really, really
Malkovich
fun.
Is in it, and Brian Cox is in it. It really is. It's a very entertaining movie. One of those things you can see over and over. So, anyway, congratulations to Helen Mirren. Now, she had plastic surgery. What do you think? All right, ladies, come on.
So.
Get the gossip gun going.
She doesn't look like she's had plastic surgery, but knowing that she's in Hollywood and she's as preserved as she is, I'll say she's had something, but I don't know
she
what
she probably had some filler, some Botox maybe. But it's funny, I just looked it up. Does she have children? And she does not. And she said, quote, because she has absolutely zero maternal instinct.
Really?
So that's her quote.
Yeah. Nice.
So, but we all talk about Jane Fonda all the time having no signs, she has some signs because she looks good, having some plastic surgery. There are, more often than not, I've seen people that I know in my life who've had surgery, and it doesn't oftentimes, especially if it's facial surgery. It's really a special art. I remember there was a lady called Pam the Knife, Jennifer, you remember her and the experiences with her? She was Ellen Ratner's sister-in-law, and she was the foremost plastic surgeon in New York. Her nickname was Pam the Knife. And she was really, I remember having dinner with her. The Ratner family owns half of Brooklyn. And I remember being invited to have dinner with him, and she was just a character. She looked at my face and she said, well, you can do a little bit here and a little bit there.
Here's the thing. Obviously, I'm not going to be one of those people that sits on a high horse and goes, oh, just age gracefully.
Nah.
But I think that there's something to be said. I think there's an important public service message, and sometimes this goes to men. I mean, I'm talking to, David Guest and, Kenny Rogers and, the people that actually, Most of the time, though, this is a message to
Robert
to
Redford.
And that is, I'm not mad at anybody who wants to do plastic surgery because, God love you, if it makes it feel better, why does it have anything to do with me? You're paying for it. It's elective. Have at it. But the warning is, and I think because I live in Los Angeles, I see a lot of women who, once they reach 50, just all start looking alike. And that's because they put in the Botox.
It's true.
They put in the fillers. They do a lot of the face work,
but
a lot of the eyelids.
Do you think that's attractive, though?
I don't know, because to me, there's a certain look, and it is almost laughable because it's just
an L.A. look, for sure.
It's out of control. Yeah. Everybody looks the same. Nobody's face moves. If it makes you feel better, great. But at the same time, you were prettier before because it's at least you look like you had emotion.
There's a story of a woman who's a gazillionaire that you see every once in a while online who's had so much work done to her face. She looks like an animal.
That's Wildenstein or something like that. She's infamous for that.
So
the LA look is it's pretty obvious. The New York
every Real Housewife.
It's exactly. And but if you even look at the New York housewives, they look very different from L.A. and Orange County and a lot of the other housewives. It's just the New York look is the approach to plastic surgery is very subtle. And it's a lot different. Like in L.A., like the new face hits you a block before you actually meet the person. Mm-hmm. And it's just a totally different approach in New York. But the question is, I don't know who is telling all these women in L.A. that that's what a good-looking woman is.
It's all a trend. I mean, I can't believe how many people get fillers now. And it's just a part of their regular beauty routine.
Yeah.
Like, it's no big deal. All these Instagram girls constantly getting their lips done, all this. And that's great. If it makes you feel better,
Junior,
you like
Roberts have
it.
Her lips done? Are those lips hers or are they?
Those are hers. Those are but hers. It's just, it's different. Different. You know, it was like, you know, a big deal to get your eyes plucked when I was in my eyebrows plucked when you were in your 20s. You know, it's a different standard, I think.
Plastic surgeons all around the globe reporting an unprecedented focus on procedures. Apparently, a lot of people spending a lot of time on Zoom think that they're not looking so good. Not very flattering. If you don't have to go back to the office and you're not on screen, let's make the surgery private and fix your face. But you got to have, I can't imagine you're not going to experience a lot of swelling and that sort of thing. Maybe wearing a mask, though, gives you an excuse.
Fillers and Botox and swelling goes away in a couple of days. Now, when you have, like, full-on facelift, the technology's gotten a lot better. Because remember, you used to have to, like, wrap in bandages and, like, stay out of sight for a couple months. But now I think the technology is better. A lot is microscopic, but, yeah.
Yeah, the procedures, like, the way that they can do stuff now, it's incredible.
Do you know anybody who's had it done, Victoria?
Had what done?
Some chin, jawline, neckline, faceline. Surgery?
No, I mean, maybe some of my mom's friends, but if they did, it would be very subtle. But no, I mean, I have Museum in now, but I've been getting Botox for a while because I started getting it when I was at Sirius. I had dermatologists on all the time working for Cosmo, and so they just, you know, a little here, a little there, and it prevents wrinkles. So that's something that, like, generationally, that's not a taboo at all anymore. That's like a quick
No, it's a norm. That was
yeah,
the
it's
thing.
A norm.
That's the thing is, like, everybody's
facelifts,
doing it.
That's a lot.
Well, so I guess the question is, would you do it? You just answered that question. But that's not really surgery. That's
no.
Just, I don't look at that as
surgery. I mean, like a lot of people now who want nose jobs, it's kind of interesting. What they can actually do a non-surgical nose job where they actually just add filler and straighten your nose, or if there's a bump, they fill it in. It's kind of amazing. It's without actually going under the knife, you can fix your nose. There are so many non-surgical solutions now. It's kind of incredible. You know, when you look at the advancements that have been made, it's not like the old, you know, cut open your face and pull it back. It's not like that at all anymore.
Well, you know, there's a lot to be said. When I was a young kid, I was a little smarmy, and I got popped once by a football player in the nose, and it sort of rearranged my nose. And,
did you have to have it reset?
Well, it was, yeah, kind of. It was kind of a...
Can I ask you this question, Dougie?
Yes,
you
may,
Jennifer. Do you know anybody who's had that face work done?
Which face work done?
Any all face work. You were just asking me and Victoria if we knew anybody. So,
yeah,
do you know someone? Because I know someone.
I was talking about Pam and
Knight. Oh, who?
And I had a lot of acne when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of really unattractive pockmarks. So when I met Pam the Knife that night, she said, she looked at my face and said, we can fix up these.
Oh, wait, that's right. You had a face.
I had, yeah.
I was like, wait, why is
that? I was going, because I know someone who did.
Yeah, I know.
I thought it was somebody you dated.
She
oh,
could
okay.
Hardly wait. No. Well, I've had people I dated that I met somebody.
So actually, we should be asking you about all
I know.
Of this. You know way more than we do.
Well, this is 20... probably 25 years ago I had it done, and it wasn't like full on what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It was to get rid of the scars on my face.
Yeah, it was
and
more
so all she did
than...
was to, I mean, Jennifer, you remember me when I had the scars on my face. You've known me that long, I think. And so I just had her, she looked at me and she said, okay, I can do this. And I had not thought about it before because it hadn't really bothered me. But as I get older, it kind of, my face didn't hold up, and I didn't like it, and I wouldn't have thought about it, but she said, I'll fix you up. And I said, okay. So I went over there one day, and And she took my MasterCard and went to work.
So do you regret doing it, or are you happy?
Not at all. No, yeah. Not, don't regret it. You can't tell. Looking at old pictures of me and new pictures of me, you can't really tell
it was done. It's not really noticeable. Right.
No. Yeah. And if you look carefully at my ears.
Really good, so.
Yeah, well, thank you.
And I do. I've studied your ears, man.
Right.
But see, they don't even do that anymore. The scar behind the ears. It used to be, you know, the old thing.
No, they actually pulled Doug's ears up to his head. Just to wrap him around.
All right, enough of that. So you've had enough fun at my expense.
Look like horns now.
Yes, that's right. Look like horns. Horns. Fixer Upper is coming back to TV. We'll have that story in a matter
Speaking
of moments
of.
Here. Yeah, right. We're going to get this fixed up. Thank you. The DJV download, don't forget about that. The one that's up there now at DJVshow.com, a discussion of Chuck Yeager. You know, yesterday after we talked about Chuck Yeager, I started paying attention to all of the information that was floating around about him. This guy was a hero like you wouldn't believe. He was fabuloso, and he had, what kind of a life does a guy who went through all the things that he did, can you imagine how exciting it would be? He never wanted to talk much. I remember interviewing him once, and he wasn't really much of a talker about this stuff, but he had a great smile, fabulous personality, and was a great salesman, basically, for that program. So, anyway, that's part of the discussion on the DJV download. Also, we talk about Dick Allen and his passing and what it means to baseball. And then we have a conversation about Tom Bergeron, what he's going to do, or what he says he isn't going to do. And Eric Braddock comes to us from the Ebon's Bakehouse talking about gluten-free baking, cookies, and cakes. It's really kind of a fun conversation. So you catch it at DJVshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so as long as we're talking about how we look, this has been a tough year. We all know that. Folks at Calitrin want to help you out. Calitrin, as you know from having listened to me for any number of years, is the proven way to help you reach your health goals, your weight loss goals, and it's all safe. It's all good. You can check out everything at toploss.com. The spotlight there this week is a lady named Evelyn, who talks about, because every week they have a different spotlight story, a success story. Evelyn loves Calitrin because of how wonderfully well she looks now, and I will tell you, looking at a picture of her, she's done a lot of work on herself, exercising and losing the weight and stuff. She also talks about her joint, the way her joints feel. And, you know, when you consider that the main ingredient here is collagen protein, that's what helps your joints. I take Calitrin every morning and every night. A couple of capsules in the morning, a couple of capsules at night. I'm not trying to lose weight now. I'm pretty much where I want to be, but I do like the way, and Jennifer, you've said this any number of times, how it helps you go to sleep. You feel like, you know, it's just a nice, easy, you know what the song, remember, peaceful, easy feeling? That's what you get. After you take these four capsules.
I just find it actually keeps me asleep, and it's actually just a deeper, better sleep.
Yeah.
Because I can do a lot of tossing and turning at night, and I just feel like when I take it, I just get a more restful night, which is really cool, and I need it.
Gluten-free, stimulant-free, drug-free, that describes this product. Get all the info at toploss.com and get the deal. It's the deal of the year, continuing until the end of the year. Support your weight loss. Shop at toploss.com. Use the DJV code, and you can buy one and get one free. The BOGO deal continues at toploss.com.
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
It says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Do you want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table. Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
On behalf of the mice nest.
Mice nest?
Yes, mice nest. It's a nest of mice. They finished chewing through your RV wiring, so the fire should start soon.
Can we cancel that?
Oh, sorry. Once scheduled, they can't really stop because they're mice. A nest of them.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Oh, and if you could stay on the line for a quick survey.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's in store this holiday at Staples?
Gifts and packages shipped with care.
So you can relax knowing they'll soon be there.
Now at Staples, save 25% on UPS expedited shipping services.
Plus, take up to 30% off select shipping supplies, like boxes, tape, and padded mailers.
Shop in store or get it same day with Instacart.
And save on holiday shipping at Staples.
In store only. Offers end 1/2/21. See store for details. Instacart not available on shipping services. Fees, taxes, additional terms, and or tips may apply. Delivery subject to availability.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, 53 after the hour. It's time now for the Wednesday Tech Talk. Victoria Keelan has been doing her research, as she normally does. She stays into up to the wee hours of the morning doing the research, almost till the sun comes up. All right, so let's get into Waze. There are ways to use Waze, and what are you finding as far as music and other things? I like Waze,
yeah,
because I use it as a way to, as a tool to find my way from place to place. Very handy. What's new with them?
Well, do you have Apple Play in your, or CarPlay in your new car?
Do you know who you're talking to?
Yes, and you, yes, sometimes you know
the
things.
The answer is, I don't know. In my new car, I don't know what I have so much stuff in my new car that I don't know what
I'm assuming that you do have this, Ben, so we'll have to, sidebar and I'll have to walk you through it.
All
because
right.
This is, because you do like to use Waze, this is going to be great for anybody who has CarPlay dashboard support in their car. Waze has been, it's in the past, it's been, they've been working on a beta test of having it integrated into your screen in your car so that you're not flipping back and forth and picking your phone up and looking for directions and you know, it's been very clunky in the past. So now this is a lot smoother. I tested this out yesterday in our car, and I was very happy with it. So if you want to control your music and control your directions and still have access to your home screen in your car, the new Waze rollout, which I think it's pretty much everywhere now. If you're in spotty service areas, you might not have it yet, but this is a national rollout. And so this allows you to see the directions that on the CarPlay home screen. So alongside all of your media controls, your calendar events, everything else that's on your phone, you can now have it right there in the dashboard. It's a lot safer. So they started testing this feature just last month, and it's been around for Apple Map users, but it's, like I said, it's been very clunky at best. So this new integration is a win for safety first, and the golden rule basically is, you know, you want to touch your screen as little as possible while you're driving. Especially you, Doug, when you're hitting 90 miles an hour. So you want to make sure that in the past, before this update, if you wanted to change the song that was playing, you would have to go to the music app, press the next button, and then make your way back to Waze.
Yep.
That could be like 3 to 6 taps on the screen, depending on where you started, and that's just dangerous, you know. So this now having this new integration with Waze, you can have both Waze and the next turn that you need to take and the music controls simultaneously on the screen, and you can change the song. It only takes one tap. So all of this is just becoming a lot safer for drivers, and the update also includes lane guidance, which is a feature that Waze, you and I talked about this, Doug, a couple months ago, where Waze finally actually tells you what lane you're going to need to be in before you make that exit.
Yeah, now it actually,
yeah, and so because sometimes the Waze arrow, just you're up on an exit and you don't really know what lane you need to be in.
It's quick.
So they have fixed that, and now that's also been integrated into the CarPlay support.
Is it an automatic upgrade when you use it? Because I've got it on my iPhone. I don't have it on the car.
Yeah, your CarPlay will just, from the satellite, it'll automatically be updated. So all of this, so through, is when you open Waze and you have it connected to your CarPlay, either, you know, Bluetooth, or if you have it actually plugged into the USB port in your car, then you'll be able to use all these features. And I was really, you know, I was really pleasantly surprised at how much better this looks.
Yeah.
And just the fact that, you know, instead of even trying to figure out what lane to be in, that's now integrated onto CarPlay. So you have a very clear depiction of what lane you're supposed to be in and when you make the exit. So it's just, I'm really happy with this update. It's been a long time coming, but it's good.
Yeah. There's a Nintendo World amusement park that's going to open up next year. Let's find out about that.
The Geek Out. It seems odd to be talking about amusement parks during a pandemic, but news is news. Now we're getting our very first Nintendo World in February of next year, or at least Osaka, Japan is. The Universal Studios Japan is opening a whole new space dedicated to the gaming brand and an experience that, quote, can be found nowhere else in the world. The park's big ride is the very first official Mario Kart-themed ride, Koopa's Challenge. You race through Mushroom Kingdom doing a host of Mario Kart stuff while wearing a special VR headset. There, of course, are other rides and attractions branded to other Nintendo characters and games, all the result of 6 years of planning and construction, and we've tweeted links about it over at the Geek Out.
Big news from Dell. Their biggest event of the year is here, and you're getting early access. Black Friday is officially on. That's right. Dell is giving you major discounts on computers with Intel Core processors. Call 800-BUY-DELL or go to dell.com/Black Friday.
All right, meanwhile, back in the ranch here, Apple has new headphones for the AirPod Max, is that what it's called?
Yeah, this is the first Apple-branded over-the-ear wireless noise-canceling headphones. They are a whopping $549.
Woo!
They're available right now for pre-order. That's actually on par with Bose and Beats by Dre. But this is the first time that this is an Apple-branded product. They've had a lot of third parties making stuff for them, but these new headphones, the AirPods Max is what they're called, they come in a variety of colors.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.